الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Ijaz will be a few minutes late, so we'll read this one kitab in the meantime. Then he comes, inshallah. This is the kitab we are reading, where people ask the questions for the islah to Hazrat, and the replies which Hazrat gave. And these are very common with us also. The same things apply many times. The same questions many of us also ask. And so we can get the reply right from Hazrat, inshallah. Arz-e khidmat hai ke bihamdillah hamil ke main hamil Quran ho. This person says that he is hafiz-e Quran. Aur sach shukr hai ke Maula-e Kareem ne apni deen ki khidmat bhi support farmayi. And Allah Ta'ala's untold, unlimited Allah's fadl, that Allah is taking the work of deen also from me. And this is also one thing we should remember, is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. A person might get very little wages or whatever else, other difficulties, but to be serving deen, to have the knowledge of deen, and to serve deen is the greatest ni'mat, very great ni'mat. Banat ke madrasa mein shoba hifz se wabasta hoon. And we're teaching in a girl's madrasa, it's a lady, and I'm teaching in the section of the hifz section. So I'm teaching there, so that is a very great service to be teaching Quran Sharif, even just to be teaching Quran Sharif Nazra, just to teach children Alif Ba Ta Sa. It's a very, very, very great service, and the greatest job in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us realize these realities, and then we apply ourselves accordingly, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, arsa 3.5 saal qabr tadrees ka silsila shuru kiya hai. About 3.5 years previously, I started with my work of serving deen. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmaye. And the other thing which we must have that concern, that is qabooliyat. Allah Ta'ala is giving tawfiq, that is a sign that it is qabool. But a person must be having that fear also, that it must be qabool by Allah Ta'ala. Taraqqi bhi hui, kai talibat fariq hue. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given me progress also. Many girls have completed also. Aur kitni hi zair-e-taaleem hai. And how much are still learning also by me. Allah Ta'ala ne jitna ilm naseeb farmaya, uske mutabik bachiyon ko chalane ke bhi har mumkin sa'i ki. Darja-e-thanawiyya khasa ke talaba bhi ho. And how much knowledge Allah Ta'ala has given me, according to that knowledge, I try and make the tarbiyat of my students also. That's another very, very important thing also, not just to teach for the sake of teaching, to teach for the sake of a wage that is very low, that we should not do. We should teach for the sake of teaching. And more than that, together with the teaching, make the tarbiyat also of the children. And she says that, I'm a student of the Thanawiyya, the secondary section. Ab masala ye hai ke jitne log, this is now, she gave a little background. Now this is the important thing, and they are very important things for us. But these are important questions which many of us ask, and we want the answers. اب مسئلہ یہ ہے کہ جتنے لوگ مجھ سے وابستہ ہے یا جن سے تعلق ہے وہ مجھ سے بظاہر تو ٹھیک سے ہی ملتے ہیں. She says that the people that I'm connected with, my students, fellow ustad, all other people, fellow students and my students, etc., most of them meet me in a nice way. کہ ویسے ٹھیک تو ٹھیک ہی سے ملتے ہیں. کچھ ایسے بھی ہے کہ ویسے ٹھیک اور پیچھے مکمل دشمن. And some are such, which is very common, people ask this also, outwardly they meet you very nicely, but behind you, they are your complete enemies, total enemies behind you. Har mumkin waar karna, اور دوسروں کو اپنا ہم نوا بنانا بنا کر اپنی تعداد بڑھانا انہوں نے اپنا شیوا بنایا ہوا ہے. And very sadly, this we find usually in educational institutes also, schools, even in the khanqahs, unfortunately, madrasas, that she says that what they do is try and attack me all the time. And not only that, they try and make the group separate also. And wherever all this trouble in all our deeni work also, wherever if we have to just look at a little history, past history, present, a little bit back, this is what happened. That they try and make their own groups and increase their numbers all the time. And try and break down the existing structures. That is unfortunately, and then that is where we have problems. And this is, they have made this their way of life. Apna sheva banaya hai. And they will go to any length, bringing down people, speaking bad about people, doing anything. They will do all this all the time. And unfortunately, whether it's our big institutions, our great work of deen, all these things are taking place. Wherever we see, we don't have to take the names, but all, everywhere, shaitan is working overtime. And he's getting people involved in all these things. Alhamdulillah, mera dil us par nahi kurta. I don't worry about it. Ke log meri burai karte hai. Kis people are speaking bad about me. Ya mujhe bura kyu kehte? Or why are they speaking bad about me? It's not on my heart. I don't. And this is a great quality for a person to have that. Ke log meri burai karte hai. Ya mujhe bura kyu kehte? Why they call speaking bad? Why they say that I am bad? بلکہ اس میں میں اپنی غلطی جاننا چاہتی ہوں. In fact, I want to know what is the fault. What have I done wrong? What is my fault? That I want to know. جتنا ممکن ہو اپنی ذات سے تکلیف نہیں دیتی. As much as it is humanly possible for me, I don't cause any تکلیف to any person. And Hazrat's answer on this, which will come, is also very, very valuable. یقین کرے کوئی زیادتی کرے تب بھی بغیر اس کے معذرت کرے اس کو معاف بھی کر دیتی ہوں. And if somebody does wrong to me, even if they don't ask for forgiveness, I forgive them. So this is also what we should have within us. And this year is not only, as I said, in institutions, but unfortunately in homes also. We find that this one is siding with that one, sometimes the mother, the father, and homes have become fires of Jahannam. This one sides with that one, they make one group, they've got the, sometimes they break up there, they come here, and all these things just carry on all the time. اور مخالف کوششوں سے دل بے سکون بھی نہیں ہوتا. And all this that they are doing to me, I haven't got بے سکونی. I am still at اطمینان. These things don't worry me. لیکن جب میں کسی کا برا نہیں چاہتی اور دوسروں کی غلطی جلدی معاف بھی کرتی دیتی ہوں. She says, when I don't desire bad fathers, and quickly I forgive the others, before they even ask me for forgiveness, I forgive them. تو پھر ایسا کیوں ہے؟ Then why is this happening to me? یا میرا کون سا عمل غلط ہے؟ Or what am I doing wrong that I am suffering this? یہ کون سے عمل سے ان کی اور میری اصلاح ہو سکتی ہے؟ And which عمل is there that I can correct? And I can be corrected, they can be corrected. What must we do? Because this is a very bad situation. Wherever it comes, whether it's in businesses, whether it's wherever it is, these are, and they brought down how many great institutes, all these things. بات طویل ہے معذرت کے اس میں رہنمائی فرما کر احسان فرمائے. See, it's a long story, but just be kind to me and guide me what I should do. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کی اور آپ کے سلسلے سے وابستہ ہر شخص کی مغفرت فرمائے. What a dua also she gives, that Allah forgives you and all who are connected with you. اور آپ کو صحت کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرمائے. And may Allah give you proper good health very soon, inshallah. May Allah give our Shaykh high stages and let us take his teachings which he has given us and to make amal upon them. Now Hazrat replied, آپ اللہ سے تعلق صحیح رکھیں. You keep your contact with Allah correct. That is what you must be worried. That your contact with Allah must be correct. Makhluk ki parwa na kare. Don't worry about the creation. And that also comes when a person corrects his connection with Allah, Allah corrects him with the creation. Ahlullah ne hamesha Allah par nazar rakhi hai. People of Allah wala, they always kept their eyes upon Allah Ta'ala. Aur apne auqat ko makhlooq par nazar rakhne mein zai nahi kiya. And they didn't waste their time keeping their eyes on the creation. This one is saying this about me, go and sort that out. That one is saying, how many tongues are you going to control? And how many ears are you going to close? That's beyond you. You just worry about your matters with Allah Ta'ala. You worry about your akhirah. Apni islah ki fikr kare. You worry about correcting yourself. This is also one thing. We are too worried about what is happening here, what is happening there in various our organizations. People, what work we have to do, that we don't do. What we are supposed to do, we are worried what that one is saying, what that one is saying, all that we are worried about. Jab kisi ki taraf se takleef pahunche, to salamati ka raasta ye hai. And when somebody speaks and does things and you feel hurt, what should you be doing at that time? Ke ye samjhe ke meri shamat e amal hai. Istighfar kare. This is because of my bad action. That is why Allah has put this condition on me and make tawbah and istighfar. That is what we should do. Worry about ourselves, tawbah, istighfar, etc. Burai ka badla bhalai se bhi hai. And when two people do bad to you, you return and give them the answer with goodness. Be always kind to them. And this has been proven all the time. People speak bad about you, send some present for them. You speak good about them. You never speak bad about them. This thing's always sort out. But unfortunately, we are taught and brought up in a different way. Islamic teachings, unfortunately, we are not so accustomed to it, that we must take revenge. We must, that person is bad to you, you must be bad to him, etc. Aur apne aib ko talash kare. Another thing, very important, try and seek your own faults. Where are my faults? Where am I going wrong? What wrong am I doing? This is also, we see easily the faults of others. Which is a famous thing, it was my hobby to look at the faults of people. Until my eyes fell on my own fault. And in all these matters, wise is that person and fortunate is that person who will look at it, look for his own fault. Like that, normally, there's also nafs and shaitan that makes us feel that I'm alright. I'm not doing anything wrong. Fault is with other people. Never will we say, this was my fault. Because of me, I did this. That we don't say, but we look at the faults of other people. Ke ho sakta hai ke mere andar koi aisi baat ho jo dusro ko nagawar guzarti hai. It's very possible that I've got something in me which others don't like, and that is the problem, the cause of the problem, but I'm not seeing my problem. Masalan, baaz mein ghussa zyada hota hai. Some people got a lot of anger, and people don't like a person who is angry, like, and where how he behaves, what he speaks and what he blurts out in his anger. Today is the time, they tape you immediately. And everything is on record then, and you can't believe yourself that I was speaking like that at that time. Aur unko ehsaas bhi nahi hota ke humse ziyadati ho gayi. And usually in anger what a person does, he doesn't even realize. It is just like when a person is intoxicated, he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's thinking he's doing right. The same way when a person has intoxicated with his anger, then also he doesn't realize what he's doing, what he's saying, etc. And many cases also, a person openly denies, I never say such things. I say such things. Can you believe I say such a thing like that? A person still proves himself to be like a farishta. But as I say today, they tape you, your own children tape you, your own people, that this is how he was behaving, how he was carrying on. Baaz zuban se koi aisi baat keh dete hai, jisse dusri ki iza ka sabab bankar mukhalifat tak naubat pahunch jati hai. This also, not only in anger, this pride of us, many times we don't detect that pride also. But this pride of ours, we hurt somebody's feeling. And very common with the husband and wife. The person who did the wrong, he forgets it. But who you hurt, that person doesn't forget. That person remembers this a lifetime. If that person got little bit tahammul, can control, doesn't speak about it. And if a person hasn't got it, brings it up every time. And in most husband-wife arguments, all these arguments, they're always bringing the back stories. It's hurting that person, so that's why they bring in back the back stories. And they always will bring it, the scar which is in the heart, which we did, which we spoke, it's there. We forget it. For us, it's a back story, don't speak about it again. But for them, it just comes back and back again, over and over. And this causes even bigger fights between the people now. So this tongue of ours, one is the tongue, and the tongue doesn't just speak like that. It is because of anger, because of pride. And usually also when a person is angry, then he's like a hypnotized person. He's not in control of himself. And at that time, what and what he speaks of? He might be thinking for something, perhaps a whole year he doesn't speak. But when he becomes angry, then he takes it out. And he speaks out all those things. Veshti Zevar ka satwa hissa ya akhar ki kitab, ruh ki bimariya aur unka ilaj. Hazrat says, read Veshti Zevar, the seventh part, which is in Urdu, and the English translation is the eighth part. Read that. And there are all the solutions, how to control all these things. Or read Hazrat's kitab, the remedies for spiritual diseases. That is very important, that we should be doing regularly also. Buzurgo ne farmaya, the elders have said, that a person, what he does himself, he doesn't realize what he's doing. He thinks I'm right. And every person, in any argument, I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I just kept quiet. It's difficult to believe also. Argument is only when both parties speak. We say we had an argument, but I just kept quiet. Argument is that both parties spoke. And you don't even realize what you spoke and you justify yourself. Apna kaam karo, dusre ke kaam mein na paro. You do your work, don't worry about other people. That is their work, but you do yours. But we are too worried about others. And it's what things don't concern us at all. We got nothing to do with it. Like all different, we got, for example, it's pity, have to say it. That's like the ulama, different something. Now, what we got to do with that? But we got the biggest share in that. Something about Jamaat work. What we got to do? Many of us, we're not even active in Jamaat. But the subject is hot for us. We also have to find that who's right, who made us a judge, who made us responsible for all this, or any other thing. We have to fall into all this debate. Whereas it's absolutely not our work. We must do what we have to do, do our work. And this one friend of ours wrote to Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that the dead people, when we speak to them, can they hear us, etc. So Hazrat Ji wrote one sentence, it's not your business. Mm-hmm. So you don't worry about that, there's a dead people there. You are a living person, you do what you have to do. Many times we're not pabund with our namazes, not with Jamaat namazes. But the way we speak, we got the whole ummah speaker. That what's happening in that part of the world, what those people are doing, all those things are troubling us. And what we have to do, that we don't do. So these are how a person should answer these things. Hame to apni islah ki fikr karna chahiye. We should be making our islah, worry about ourselves. Humse dusro ke baare mein sawal na hoga. We won't be questioned about other people. Ke fulane aisa kyu kiya tha? That why did that person do this to me? We won't be asked. Somebody spoke bad about you, etc. We won't be asked about that. Humse hamare baare mein sawal hoga. We will be asked about us. Ke tumne aisa kyu kiya tha? Whatever you now, you went, you fought with the person, and this happens on a daily basis, whether it's in business, whether it's in family, whether it's wedding time. Wedding time is a happy time, but you didn't invite us, or we invited you, you didn't come, or whatever. These things, unfortunately, irrelevant things which don't affect us in any way, but we have to make that our main business and our main issue. Or agar bil farz dusra ziyadati wa zulm karta hai, and if perchance, if it is that the other person is doing wrong, to you. Jo apna hi nuksan karta hai, that person is harming himself. He's not really harming you, he's harming himself. And if you carry on with patience and that, you don't have to worry. And if a person also realizes our main object is akhirah, and there Allah will deal with everyone who did wrong, who did right, so just leave it for there. We worry about ourselves and we worry about preparing ourselves for akhirat. Aapko sabr karne par sawab milega. You will get sawab for your sabr. And the sabr also is a thing that doesn't seem to, and we don't understand, doesn't click with us to make sabr. We have to become fiery. We have to. Allah Ta'ala has sent wahi to one Nabi and told him that the first thing you see tomorrow, you must eat it. And after that, the next thing you see, you must bury it. And after that, the third thing you see, you must give it protection. And after that, the next thing you see, you must fulfill its need. And the thing you see after that, you must run away from that. So the Nabi got up in the morning. The first thing he saw was a mountain. He said, Allah gave me hukam to eat the mountain. How am I going to eat the mountain? But it's Allah's command. The first thing you see, you must eat. So he went towards the mountain and he opened his mouth. Allah made the mountain become smaller and smaller until it became like little honey, a spoonful of honey or something like that. And he ate it, very sweet, he enjoyed it. After that, he saw gold in a tray. Allah said, you must bury it. So he buried it. He went on his way. He finished burying it. When he looked back, he saw it's back on the surface of the ground. He went back to bury it again. 2 or 3 times. It's coming out all the time. So then he said, I did my job. I was told to bury it. He buried it and it's done. He went on further. He saw that there was a bird. And the bird told the Nabi that a vulture, a bird that eats birds, it wants to eat me. Give me protection. So he gave the bird protection. Then that vulture came and said, what was supposed to be my rosy, which I was going after my prey, you gave it protection. And now my rosy, you make intizam for it now. Because you gave protection to what my rosy was supposed to be. So he cut a piece of meat from his thigh and he gave it to the vulture. Eat this. This is your rosy. After that, he saw a dead body. And he was told to run away from it. So he ran away from it. That night he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, all this, I don't understand all this. Show me the wisdom, the hikmat. What is all this? So Allah Ta'ala said that mountain is like anger. The anger is such a thing that looks like a whole mountain to a person. And he can't eat it. But if you will eat your hunger, your anger, it will come down. If you just, this is what is called tarbiyat. This is what is called tazkiyah. To learn to control our anger looks like a mountain. A person, many people, they say, I just can't control. When I get angry, then I just can't control myself. So if we do this, then that mountain will become like honey. If a person controls his hunger, anger, then he will get the sweet honey to eat. Any person who controls his anger, that is in this world. Qiyamah day, a person who controls his anger, what then, what won't Allah give that person? So that is one thing. The second thing, that tray with the gold in it, that Allah Ta'ala told, is whatever amal a person does with ikhlas. So with ikhlas you do it, you try and hide it. No matter how much you hide it, Allah will make it known. You try and hide it 3 times, 10 times, Allah will make it known. So ikhlas is important. And we read so many instances that person, Buzurg or a Nabi or any other great person, he did this amal and there was no one there. Allah makes it known. Right? Those 3 people in the cave, Allah made it known. All this, so a person who does his amal with ikhlas, Allah will make it known. And then your amal is kabul if you did it with ikhlas. The third thing, when somebody's amanat and somebody wants protection, help the person. Give the person the protection. The bird that came, and now you didn't give the bird to the vulture, but you protected it. So you always do that also. that gift protection and the amanat you have got, look after the amanat. Whatever amanat you have got, look after it properly. And this, that you gave your piece of flesh from your thigh, anyone comes with his need to you, fulfill that person's need. Even if you have to suffer. May Allah bless us with this. We don't even speak about it. We are even frightened to speak that people who come for their necessities, we should try and fulfill their necessities. And this was the life of the Anbiya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out of his way to fulfill the needs of people. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was in Fazail Ramadan we read, he was in Atikaf, and when somebody came with his need, he like sort of forgot his etiquette, explanations are given, but he went and fulfilled the need, and we are very weak in this also. And how many times if somebody else want to help somebody, we tell him, what you helping that person? Don't help that person. So this is also very important. And the fifth thing, a dead body you see, you must run away. That is, if people are making ghibat. The ghibat is like eating the dead flesh of your brother. So if you see them eating, making ghibat, run away from them. One great buzurg written that he was sitting in a masjid and people started making ghibat. So he stopped them and he went away from there, just turned away from them. They stopped, but ghibat also is such a thing, backbiting, it pokes you. Until you don't say what you have to say, you don't get, you're not satisfied. It comes back again and you try and say it. In fact, some ulama have said, which Allah forgive us and guide us, that many times we say it's haram, it's not right, it's not good to make ghibat of somebody, but, some ulama give the fatwa that you go out of iman. Because now you are treating a haram as halal. With your butt, it is a haram thing, but now you're making it halal. So it is very, very dangerous. And there's so much detail about this. Like for example, we sit to eat. And many times over a food meal, we're making ghibat about people. They say that you read Bismillah, and now you're eating haram. You're backbiting. You are eating haram. How many times, not one, two, in the hadith, so much detail, little what we read, but more detail. How many sahaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I see fresh meat blood in your mouth. You ate the flesh of your brother. They say, we ain't rosa, we didn't eat anything. You backbite about somebody. So anyway, this buzurg, they started again backbiting. This time he joined them also. He listened. At night he was Allah's wali. So Allah wanted to guide him and help him. So at night when he slept, he saw farishtas come to him and they told, this is swine, pig meat, eat it. So he said, swine, pig meat, I must eat? I can't eat it. So they say, but when you ate the flesh of your Muslim brother, then you had no problem. This is that is worse than this here. And then they forced it into his mouth. And it also comes on Qiyamah Day, people who backbite, that the flesh of the Muslim brother will be given to you, and who can eat it? And they will have to eat it. And what other terrible, that the fingernails will be made of brass, or copper. And a person will scratch himself all the time with that. And a person will get a disease of itching. All the time he will just be scratching himself all the time. Because you took the izzat of your Muslim brother. There are cases where we call it ghibat, to talk bad about somebody, where it's not only permissible, where it's compulsory also. Like somebody is going to murder somebody. And then you inform the police. Actually, like we will say it's ghibat, but this is compulsory. Or you inform that person, watch out, these people are coming, they want to kill you or something. Where it's compulsory. But those things are very, very difficult to make the line, that where is it compulsory, where isn't it, etc. Especially other cases. And the ulama in ihtiyat, They just say, keep away from it. And these are kitabs of previous, and we not fit to read it also, to even consume it. But the ulama of our times that have written, just write generally that ghibat is haram. They don't go into the various types of ghibat, etc. So ihtiyat is for one's safety, that he must just keep away. So these are very important things. So this unfortunately happens all the time, everywhere. And people are talking, and very sad case, even if it's in a business, wherever it is, in your premises, in your time, using all your things, they will plot against you. And they will carry on talking and that. And this is a thing which unfortunately is just ongoing all the time. So Allah Ta'ala guide us and help us in all these matters.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala Arif Billah Rumi Awaq. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib ka kalam. Kya asar tha risalat ki shaan. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barakatuh. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں شان سلطانیت شتربا میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستا میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستا میں جو چلا تیرے نقش کے قدم پر جو چلا تیرے نقش کے قدم پر کامراں ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامراں ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. This beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, inshallah we will briefly translate it. Hazrat says that the noor of sunnat, it is spread in the whole world. Everywhere a person, east to west, north to south, wherever a person goes in the world, will find some Muslims are there, and they are spreading the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the effect in your bayan, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, living in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara? There was no form of media, radios or anyway, but from that place Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never left the area, also never left the Arabian Peninsula, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Noor of Sunnah that spread in the whole world. What was the effect on of the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If you look at it, one example of it is that the servant and the slave and the king are standing together in one saf, in one line. What was the effect of the risalat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The people of the world tried in different ways, still today they are trying destroy racism. But what are they doing? Actually, they are creating a bigger and bigger gap. That when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the Arabs were very, very racist people at that time, time of Jahiliyat. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it such that eventually, under a slave also, they were prepared. They were in Ta'amara Alaikum Abadun Habashiyun. Even if you got an Abyssinian slave, he's your Amir, he would prepare to accept whatever he was, they were told. Such humility came in them. So this was the effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's risalat, and it spread throughout the world, throughout the centuries. If you look, study Islamic history, you will find there was no racism amongst the Muslim people. Unfortunately, today the enemies have made a lot of effort to create this hatred and enmity in our hearts. May Allah ta'ala protect and save us and remove it from our hearts. Hazrat says that how beautifully you have made of the farq, the difference between black and white, how your own Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam destroyed it in its world. There was no farq and no difference. In one masjid, the white man is standing next to the black man, and sometimes the black man is standing in front, he's the imam. Sometimes the white man is the imam. Different colors all together, standing behind one person and performing the salah, going into sajda. There is no place in the masjid. The person is, it's my place in the masjid. Whoever comes first has got the first right. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he removed the differences between black and white. Ye tha teri hulami ka sadaqa. This was the barakah and blessings of the becoming a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It what effects took place in the world. And O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we saw that person who had come and he had spread out thorns in your path, and they tried to cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you gave flowers to that person. The way the akhlaq and character which you showed to that person, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, idfa billati hiya ahsan. If someone does evil to you, evil and good can never be equal. So you do good to that person. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. The one who has got enmity with you, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He'll become like a very, very strong, very, very close friend. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. But only those who have got the quality of sabr, they will be able to get this. Those who will follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we are reading in other kitab, person has to make sabr in life. And Allah Ta'ala will always show the person a lot of khair and goodness. Because this was the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person who throws stones at you, you should give flowers to that person. That person who follows on your footsteps, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in both the worlds, that person is successful. Normally we think, if I am on deen, I am successful in the year after. No. The person who follows deen in this world also, Allah Ta'ala will make that person successful. And success does not mean a person has got a lot of outward things. This is a big dhoka and deception. I've got a lot of outward things, I'm successful. No, a person who will follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world Allah will give him contentment, peace of mind, happiness of the heart. And in akhirat, Allah will give that person complete success. Then Hazrat says here, that aapki shaan e be-intihaa ko kis tarah laaye akhtar bayan mein. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are in any gathering, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will light up our gathering. This is speaking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it lightens up our gathering. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your status is so high, so lofty. Allah Ta'ala praises you in the Quran Sharif, We can, in our words, we can never explain about the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is very, very high. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we bring into our lives. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
In this kitab we were reading, we have written, included Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, certain malfuzat and also questions and answers that we're asking. Aib joy, to look for the faults of people. Ujub, to have pride, self, vanity, to think one is better than others. Or takabbur, ujub, that a person doesn't look down upon others, he just thinks himself to be very good. And takabbur, that he looks down upon others. Ka ilaj, the treatment of that. Of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Kisi ki aib joy ka ilaj. So it's a very common thing also. And alhamdulillah, some of our brothers ask about this also. That we have got this fault in us, that we look for the faults of others always. So, how to remedy that when it is our habit to look for the faults of other people. Ek shakht ne kaha, huzur mujhse to ek sakht aib bhi hai. Aur sakhti ke saath rasikh ho gaya. One person wrote, I've got a big fault. He has realized it. And it's gone very strong in me also. Not just that it's lightly, and Abuzur gave examples also, that when you realize a fault, try and treat it immediately. Like a plant, a weed. If you don't take it out immediately, and a thorny plant tree, and you let it grow, will take it out. Now it has become very strong. You have become weak in the process. You have gone old, now you can't take it out. So it will cause you a lot of harm. Ke dusro ka aib to bahut bura malum hota hai, that I see the faults of others and I think it's very bad what they are doing. Hatta ke usme ghibat tak nobat aa jati hai, and he's worried. He said so much so that I even start backbiting about the person. And for us it's no worry. We backbite, and that is one of the great harms of backbiting, that you don't make tawbah also. We don't take it as a guna also. Other terrible gunas, a person drinks liquor, commits adultery, drinks wine, he will realize and he will be spared, it will feel. But a person who breaks the ghibat, he enjoys it. He laughs and enjoys about it. So he hardly thinks it of it as a guna. So this person says that I'm worried. Sometimes I even go to the extent that I get tight about the people. تو بہت برا مال غیبت آ جاتی اور اپنا عیب نہیں معلوم ہوتا. And I don't see my fault. That is the biggest fault of a person, when he doesn't see his own fault. Always when you can see the faults of others, but you can't see your own faults. And unfortunately, this also is covered up in humbleness, that I am full of faults. But a person doesn't do anything about asking, so that means he hasn't got a fault. If a person says, I've got too much sicknesses, he'll go to doctor, he'll say, hospitalize me, treat myself. But a person who says, I'm healthy, why must I go to doctor? So like that we say that I'm healthy, I'm sick, I've got all the faults in me. But we don't go to doctor for treatment. So that means that we are just camouflage. ہر چند کوشش کرتا ہوں کہ یہ بد عادت مجھ سے دفع ہو جائے. I try a lot that I must, this habit of mine must go out, which is also a natural thing. You get a headache, you don't go to doctor, you don't go to the hospital, admit yourself, you take Panado or something, but when it doesn't come right, then you go further. لیکن کسی طرح نہیں جاتی. But this problem of mine is just not going away. I've got this looking at the faults of others. کوئی طریقہ ہدایت فرما دے تاکہ اس پر عمل کرنے سے اس بد عادت کا استصال ہو جائے. Show me something. Now this is a person who realized I got this fault. He tried himself also. It couldn't come right. Now he's asking his chef that what should I do? And he says that you make a give me such medicine that this comes out from its root, doesn't exist anymore. That I just don't look at the faults of other people. اس خاص صورت میں حضور کی دعا کا متمنی ہو. And for this particularly, I request your du'as also. Give me the du'a also and the dawa also. What is the spiritual treatment? And make du'a for me. دعا بھی کرتا ہوں حضرت سے. I am making du'a. باقی تدبیر یہ ہے But the prescription I'm prescribing, what you must do, aap har kalam se pehle ye soch liya kijiye. Whenever you speak, before you speak, think this. And many of us, the way it has come to us, we don't think at all. And we think it's impossible to think before you speak. When something comes, we are talking, four or five people, this one said that, that one said that, we just must add our point also. We don't think. But if a person works a little bit, he will see he can think. Should I say this? Shouldn't I say it? Must I say it? Must I say it? Must I ask somebody else to say it? Must I use these words? Must I use? A person will think. And then inshallah some good will definitely come out from there. And if a person goes in that line, he will. Otherwise, whole life will pass. And without thinking, we just blurt out. And this happens also more when you fear somebody, you think and speak. Yeah. But who you take for granted, your children, the family, in the house, there you just speak whatever comes to your head. And you just blurt it out. Ki agar ye kalam mein na karu, to koi zaruri nafa to faut na hoga. That this what I want to say. If I don't say it, will some important thing be lost? Is it necessary for me to say it? Or am I just adding some more spice? Or if I don't say it, then there will be some harm. It has to be said. Like for example, I know that there are speed traps. Somebody is going. Now I say, I have to tell the person, be careful, there are speed traps there. Or that they usually trap on this place. You are traveling, you tell the driver, this is the place where usually they are trapping. Something which is necessary, but something what is not necessary. And most of our things are not necessary. And if we just can come on to that, give up all these unnecessary things, we will see we will achieve this one great thing of talking less. Lot of things which are unnecessary, and then we will get the topic of making Allah zikr more. Many of us say no time to make Allah zikr because we are doing so much layani, so much other fuzul things. Jisme zaruri nafa ka paut na hona maalum ho, usse zuban ko band rakhiye. And those things you think that if I don't say it, there won't be any harm, just keep your mouth closed. Don't speak at such a time. But today also, criteria of good character is a person who just blares all the time. Anything he's got a remark to make. You're having a da'wat, especially if it's a bride, then those people must be there who just speak all the time. People who come there with tasbih, they not wanted there. They must be out from here. Here you must be party. You must talk. Anything you just wish, you must just blurt it out. Unfortunately, we don't realize how much the aliens, non-Muslims' lifestyle has almost come totally into us. Just because we dress Islamically, or we wearing kurta, we make namaz, I'm a good Muslim. But if you can see, the whole life of the non-Muslims is fully in us. And our life, what is taught in the sunnah, what is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, we are very, very far. But we are quite content that just because outwardly I am like a Muslim, so I am quite alright. Ye to zuban ka intizam hai. This is as far as your tongue. Think when you are trying to speak. Baaki uski jar ka intizam ye hai. Just before that, today this is also, alhamdulillah, many brothers, they think, women also, they ask also, and that is also, one is the tongue, think better. Now you are invited to a walima. People ask, must I go? Because today at the walimas also, there are a lot of other things. I'm invited to a Quran Sharif khatam, hifz khatam. One alim recently phoned, he says, I got my reservations, I don't go. So we know that what and what is happening in the name of deen today, even in gatherings, that what and what is happening. Even people ask, must we go for Umrah? Because there also the conditions which are there, and Umrah is nafil, sunnah, but the pushing of the man and woman, especially now with the tawaf there, that you are right on top of one another. So people are worried about that also, should we go, shouldn't we go? Many other things also, so people do ask. So we should become conscious. When we speak also, think, what should I speak? I have to go somewhere, should I go to this place or not? This function, that gathering, should I go, shouldn't I go? We should think about it and find out from people. And Hazrat says, as far as looking at the faults of other people, Hazrat is giving the remedy. Kisi ke aib par nazar pare, to you socha kijiye ke wo us shakhs mein ye aib hai. When you see that fault, it is a fault what you are seeing, and that person has got it, he's got it. Magar mumkin hai ke usme kuch khubiya aisi ho. But it's very possible that that person has got certain good qualities. Ke ho jinke aitebar se uski majmui halat meri majmui halat se indallah ahsan ho, that all together ho completely he is better than me by Allah Ta'ala. And usually, and we are blind to the good qualities of other people. We only see the faults of other people, and with regard to us, we only see our good qualities, we don't see our faults. So it's possible that I'm seeing that fault or faults of that person, but he might be having so many other good qualities that wholly, by Allah, he is better than me. That I think I've got these good qualities, and what bad qualities I've got, I don't even really know them. And he could be better than me. Phir mujhko uski aib joi ya aib goi ka kya haq hasil hai? Then what have I got right to find fault in him? And what have I got right to speak about his faults? Now to go and speak to other people, what right have I got? Jis tarah ande ko haq nahi ke kaane ko chirawe. Just like a person who is blind, he has got no right to find fault with a person who is one-eyed. You are completely blind, you haven't got both eyes. And you are talking bad about a person who got at least one eye. Let's look at him, he only got one eye. But you don't realize I haven't even got one eye. This is the condition of our condition. Bar bar is mazmoon ke istizar se inshallah is aib ka istisal ho jayega. If you think of this continuously, and that is also when medicine is given, take it. Now we take medicine, doctor gave it one time only. And then we say, we don't take the medicine, we say no benefit. So Hazrat says continuously, before speaking, think, should I say this? If I don't say it, there won't be any harm. When I find fault in somebody, let me think, he's got this fault, but he might be having so many good qualities, but Allah is better than me. I can see my good, but I can't see my wrong. Hazrat says, if you continuously will do this, then inshallah, this will come out of you. But unfortunately, our condition, mine, and perhaps, I don't know about others, that the minute we close the kitab now, finish, what was read also we don't remember. Then where are we going to even take? The medicine, we forgot it in the surgery. How are we going to take the medicine? If we are serious about our Islah, we will do this. And then see the benefit of all this, coming to majlis, listening to all this. But we just take it as just something reading and just something carrying on, not important. We don't apply ourselves. Juma Bayan, the last, all of us must have heard, wherever in our town, who of us can remember what the Juma Bayan was? Right? Or just when the Bayan is finished outside, and we don't think about it. Immediately we start talking about, while the bayan is going on, we thinking about it. So if we want our Islah, we will pay attention to these things. Aur agar ihyanan wa ittifaqan phir bhi uska sudur ho jaye, to batar jurmane ke 20 rakat nafil parha ki jaye. And if when you do this, and it happens sometimes again, you look for the faults of others, you talk about that, the ghibat you make, then read as a punishment 20 rakats of namaz, nafil. And try it and see. So try and read even 2 rakats. And to miss a meal, when a person got roza, to miss 3 meals is nothing. But without roza, and food is ready and mud is ready and miss a meal, punish yourself like that. I won't have it because I did this wrong. This is the nafs, and to punish the nafs, without the punishment, the nafs won't come right. So that is also very important. Hazrat says 20 rakats. But we can start with 2 rakats also. Today we just manage to come for our faraz. And if we get the last salam, I manage to get jamaat. Otherwise, to read the namaz with jamaat also, all that, the sunnahs before, after, unfortunately, these things are gone out of us to a great extent. Inshallah, seedha ho jayega. With that, inshallah, you will be corrected. Allah will correct you. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We were reading in the next kitab about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, not a Nabi, but usually that commonly goes with, he was such a great person. And when the person he was had close friendship with and gave him always the best of everything. One time when he gave him, according to him also, the best, but a butter slice of that melon, and extremely butter. But he ate it, that always I get good. So in our lives also, we how many namats of Allah Ta'ala? We complain so much, but we don't make shukr. We got eyes, we got our brains, we are breathing, we are living comfortably, but the amount of complaints we got all the time. So we don't make shukr. And when some little problem comes, now this is a big problem in my life. So we should take lesson from this. With regard to that, Hazrat draws out many more lessons. Aisi aisi ni'mati sabr ki badolat ata farmate hai, jo tumhare wehm aur khayal mein nahi aa sakti hai. That by sabr, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives, that we cannot even ever imagine. We don't see it. Sabr is bitter to make. More bitter than that fruit that person ate. Very bitter fruit. Sabr is very hard to make. And we say also, how long must I make sabr? How can I make sabr? He's doing this, she's doing that. How much I may make sabr? But sabr is a great, great thing. Sabr ajeeb kimya hai. Sabr is a fascinating alchemy. How it changes things. We must just learn, and we have to make sabr. See Ayyub alayhi salam, how long he made sabr. See Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what sabr in Makkah Sharif, what sabr in Medina Sharif, but finally how Makkah Sharif came right in his control. So much so that he asked the people permission to make namaz in the Kaaba, they refused him. Then he told that person, one day will come when I will have the key by me, and you will have to ask me. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't refuse them. That sabr also, and then that forgiveness also, hilam, gurdubari, what qualities. So the fruit of it come. But it didn't come that you made sabr now, and tomorrow morning everything was sorted out. How many years passed, and then things changed. 23 years, then Allah gave the fruit of it. And other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, what? He should make her sleep and to drop nails into her hands and tell her, give up the deen of Musa alayhi salam. But she made sabr with all that. How many others? Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. All of them, what great men they were. But how much sabr they had to make. Allah give us tawfiq. Just to talk is somewhat easy. But this sabr is a great thing. Hazaru kimya hat ta'ala ne paida farmaye. Allah has made thousands of alchemists which change, like la ilaha changes a kafir into a Muslim. La ilaha illallah. He was now a kafir, now he's a Muslim. He was now the hated of Allah, now he's the beloved of Allah. Now he was going to Jahannam, now he's going straight to Jannah. So many, many alchemists like this Allah has given us. Lekin awlaad-e Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ke liye sabr sabse aala kimya hai. But for a mankind, the greatest alchemy is to make sabr. And this is very hard for us to make, even little for a little while. We just want results. Jin logo ne sabr ikhtiyar kiya, wo deen mein mazboot hokar wilayat ke aala aur intiha manzil e siddiqiyat se musharraf hoge. Those who made sabr, they made sabr, they reached the highest stages of deen, and they became the highest levels of siddiqiyat, which is the highest level a person can reach now. Doors of nabuwat are closed, and the highest stage by Allah is to be siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, siddiq akbar after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is his position. So the position of siddiq is the highest.